This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arnold Schwarzenegger weighing in on a war that his father fought in 75-plus years ago about the Russians and the Ukrainians and demonizing the January Sixers as if we're the Nazis. So he's the son of a Nazi, told Rolling Stone he loves Hitler, supports the Ukrainians that are backed by Nazi groups, but I'm a Nazi, folks, not him. Here it is.
Now, the reason why I'm telling you all of those things is that ever since I was 14 years old, I've had nothing but affections and respect for the people of Russia. The strength and the heart of the Russian people have always inspired me. And that is why I hope that you will let me tell you the truth about the war in Ukraine and what is happening there. No one likes to hear something critical of the government, I understand that. But as a longtime friend of the Russian people, I hope that you will hear what I have to say. And may I remind you that I speak with the same heartfelt concern as I spoke to the American people when there was an attempted insurrection on January 6th last year, when a wild crowd was storming the U.S. Capitol trying to overthrow our government. You see, there are moments like this that are so wrong, and then we have to speak up. And it's exactly the same with you guys.
All right, pause him right there. Pause him right there. Ladies and gentlemen, January 6th is like Hitler from Hitler's baby. No, you guys stole the election. People showed up peacefully to protest. You guys helped hijack it. And you don't demonize those folks. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger that says, quote, screw your freedom. He wants endless lockdowns. He lives on giant palaces. It's just disgusting, man. This guy does whatever the establishment tells him because he was a homosexual escort. I'm not bashing him because he was, for the Gettys and all of them, and has been compromised since day one. He's in gay porno movies, everything. It's on record. When I made a film that he was a small part of, I didn't want to just believe it. I reached out to collectors, people, got the magazines, got the stuff. It's all real. And it's not that he's bad that he did gay porn. It's that he's compromised because of it. Let's go back. I don't want to hear any more from him. Let's just go to Pelosi here. Let's go to Pelosi. Talking about poetry from Bono, who it turns out used to keep 99.5% of the money from his Africa Feed the Starving People. Imagine, 99%+. So now, once it came out, he gives 1%. Look it up. Bono now gives 1.2% instead of 0.5%. Isn't he nice to the Africans he raises billions off of? Bono is the most evil parasite I've ever heard of. Here it is.
Before I introduce them, I got this message this morning from Bono. And most of us, we're always, whether we're in Ireland or here, whatever it is, Bono has been a very Irish part of our lives. And he said this. He said, "Oh, St. Patrick, he drove out the snakes with his prayers, but that's not all it takes. But the smoke symbolizes an evil that arises and hides in your heart as it breaks. And the evil from risen from friends, from the darkness that lives in some men, but in sorrow and fear, that's when saints can appear. To drive out those old snakes once again." And they
I can't listen to any of this. If you're watching it later, it's an archive. We'll put the whole thing up there so you can see it. But the snake is Bono. You know, his charity's called One. Because he gives 1% to the people that he steals the money from. So he'll probably raise a bunch of money and cause World War III. Bono, Pelosi, all of them, all deserve their time in the lake of fire. Now, there it is. They even found the article. 1% of the money. And he lies and says he gives it all. Man, he loves black people. He loves robbing them. And he's the big guru to all the left. And he was like, look, make yourselves black. Make all your corporations black. Make Planned Parenthood black, make it all, and then while we kill the black people, you get their money, everybody's money. You say, oh, white people, you're evil. Give money to black people. It all goes to Bono, who's raised like $5 billion he stole from black people. But it's okay because he's liberal and wears pink sunglasses. Paul Watson takes over.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boost your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what, I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Summit.news studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live on this March 17th edition of the Summit News Hour. Later on in the show, I'm going to get into the media, which basically says anyone who retains a functioning brain or critical thinking skills, not just questioning the narrative of the war, just accepting the fact that there is propaganda, there is disinformation on both sides. Now being revealed that, yes, as we knew all along, the Hunter Biden laptop scandal story was 100% genuine. It was not Russian disinformation, as the legacy media claimed. The same legacy media, by the way, that claims every single thing that runs counter, even slightly, to their narrative as to what's happening in Ukraine is, quote, Russian disinformation. They've got previous. They've got history on using this weaponized term to shut down debate, to ostracize people from society, to deplatform them from online social media platforms, and, of course, to ruin their lives to get their bank accounts canceled. Proven once again to be complete BS. Why should we trust the same entities ever again with anything? We've also got the worldwide wave of Russophobia that continues to spread like a virus. Headline up on summit.news. World number one tennis player to be banned from Wimbledon unless he denounces Putin. The cancel culture, the level of absurdity the cancel culture has reached has gone from not just doing some spicy tweets 10 years ago when you were an 18-year-old kid and getting cancelled for that, not expressing the wrong opinion or a politically incorrect opinion on social media and being cancelled for that. Now you have to ideologically prostrate yourself, join the bandwagon of moral exhibitionism, display your ideological conformity before you're even having a career or being called society in general. That's the way it's heading now with sportsmen. World number one tennis players being told, unless you take a knee to support Ukraine, your career is basically finished. We saw it with Novak Djokovic, basically not even saying whether he had the vaccine or not, just saying it was his choice to get it. He shouldn't be punished. He shouldn't be detained in refugee asylum centers in Australia in horrible conditions for not getting the vaccine, made an example out of and booted from the country unceremoniously. It's not even about the vaccine now. Now it's about not performing your ideological conformity. We saw it a few weeks ago in Munich with the conductor of the Munich Philharmonica being given a time limit, a deadline by the far-left mayor of Munich, who, by the way, tried to get the Allianz Arena in Munich lit up with LGBT colours because Germany had a match with Hungary, and Hungary passed a law saying children shouldn't be exposed to gay sex, basically. No, they have to be exposed to gay sex. That's liberal now. That guy, the mayor, left-wing mayor of Munich, forcing the conductor of the Munich Philharmonica to respond to a deadline to performatively display his ideological submission to supporting the current thing. Now, in that case, he failed to do it, and he was unceremoniously cancelled. All his events were cancelled. His career's basically finished. But now it's gone a level beyond that. We're now getting celebrities and sportsmen who have openly condemned Putin, but not strongly enough. They've just come out and basically said, this is horrible, we want peace. No, that's not enough. World number one tennis player to be banned from Wimbledon unless he denounces Putin. He will follow in the hallowed footsteps of Siberian cats, who a couple of weeks ago were banned from all international competitions. Again, presumably because they're in league with the Kremlin. The world's number one tennis player, Daniil Medvedev, faces a ban from competing at the Wimbledon tournament in London unless he publicly denounces Vladimir Putin. British Minister for Sport, who obviously has a little bit too much time on his hands, Nigel Huddleston, stated Wednesday at a select committee in Parliament. This is in Parliament committees, them saying anyone who wants to compete in Wimbledon needs to profess their ideological conformity to our narrative. That's how far cancel culture, which the left says doesn't exist, has come. He said Russian and Belarusian players will have to go before cameras and tell the world they're opposed to the actions of their countries in Ukraine in order to compete. Huddleston added that just avoiding flying the flag or wearing the colours of their countries wouldn't be enough. Of course, the Formula One driver, I forget his name, but he's the Russian who drives for the Haas team. He was fired for being Russian a few days ago. Well, now it's Medvedev's turn. Many countries have agreed that they will not allow representatives from Russia to compete, the minister said, adding there are also visa issues. Absolutely nobody flying the flag for Russia should be allowed or enabled. He also said we need some potential assurance that they are not supporters of Putin. Even though this player, Medvedev, has already publicly denounced the war, he said, quote, my message is always the same, I want peace in all of the world. So he's not supporting Vladimir Putin. If supporting Putin is supporting the attack on Ukraine, he's already done the opposite and said he wants peace. That's not enough. The World Tennis Association has announced that it does not agree with the potential ban on Russian players, with WTA head Steve Simon noting, I can tell you that we have never banned athletes from participating on our tour as a result of political positions their leadership may take. That is the level now. You will not be able to become a public figure or to maintain a career unless you take the knee. Remember, we had players during the Black Lives Matter riots who didn't profess their undying support for Black Lives Matter. They were ostracized, they were subject to some elements of cancel culture, but they weren't prevented from entering into tournaments. Meanwhile, Ukrainian tennis ace wants total ban on Russians. You're Russian? Get out. Ukrainian former tennis star Alexander Dolpolov has accused sports chiefs of being too passive, calling on them to ban Russian players from participating in international competitions. They banned the Russian Paralympic team. They literally banned disabled people who have trained their entire lives, gone through absolute struggle and hardship to become proficient, skilled at one particular sport, despite their massive struggles with their disability. No, you're Russian, get out. Absolutely disgraceful. And this is also percolating down to the school level. We had this headline yesterday. Save the children. Russian kids being bullied and abused over their nationality. Human rights organization Save the Children reports that Russian children in Danish schools are being bullied and abused because of their nationality. So basically they've been approached by numerous parents who are saying that they're being abused, bullied, physically intimidated in some cases, and that's prompted Save the Children to come out and approach governments and approach institutions to try and push back this wave of abuse targeting kids just because they happened to be born on a piece of land called Russia, or because their parents were born on a piece of land called Russia. Not just being bullied at school, by the way. We have reports of attacks on Russian embassies. We have shops in Germany being smashed up, vandalized. We have Molotov attacks in Paris targeting Russian cultural institutions. So this is really spreading. And is it any surprise, given this headline, Ukrainian TV host calls for genocide of Russian children? He actually got up on television, and I'm going to get into this more on the other side, quoted Nazi Adolf Eichmann and said, yeah, we should just wipe out Russian kids wholesale. That's allowed on YouTube. What's not allowed on YouTube is a clip of Tulsi Gabbard in a Fox News interview criticizing the military-industrial complex. That's offensive content, but if you're Ukrainian, you're a TV host in Ukraine, you can get up on YouTube and literally call for the genocide of children, and nothing happens because it's in support of the...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans,
so I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids,
packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back, and before the break, I was talking about the cancellation of the world's number one tennis star. Of course, that's no longer Novak Djokovic, because he was a naughty boy with the old jib-jab situation, wasn't he? Now it's Medvedev. He's set to participate in Wimbledon. But the sports minister, British sports minister, has come out and said, you can't compete in the world's premier tennis tournament, despite being the world's number one, unless you publicly agree with our political ideology. There's another example of that in Canada, because as I spoke about, we had the cancellation of the conductor of the Munich Philharmonica in Germany. In Canada, Canadian orchestra cancels Russian pianist despite him publicly opposing Putin. Again, these people don't even support it. They've just not prostrated themselves enough, apologised enough. Let's face it, nothing is enough. If you're Russian, you might as well live under a rock for the next God knows how long this war's going to take. Because you are out and you're not coming back. The Montreal Symphony Orchestra has banned a young Russian prodigy, pianist, from taking part in its events this week, despite the musician publicly opposing the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Not enough. Alexander Malafeev was dropped from multiple performances by the OSM after several Ukrainians demanded he not be allowed to play, a move that will presumably stop Putin's war machine dead in its tracks. So basically, because a few Ukrainians said they were offended at the sight of a Russian person being up on stage, he's not allowed to play. The OSM feels that it would be inappropriate to receive Mr. Malafeev this week, the organisation told Canadian broadcaster CTV. Malafeev's thought crime appears to be his plea that Russians and Russian culture not be targeted due to the actions of the country's current military and government. Oh, right. So because he doesn't want Russian kids in schools in Denmark to be violently abused, because he doesn't want Siberian cats to be cancelled from international cat competitions because that's friggin' ridiculous, because he doesn't want ordinary Russians to be collectively punished for the actions of their government, whether they support it or not, he's bad, he has to go. He said, quote, Russian culture and music specifically should not be tarnished by the ongoing tragedy, though it's impossible to stay aside now. That's what he said. Now he is cancelled. If you don't support the brigading, the abuse, the bullying of Russians just for being Russian, that's now cause for you to be cancelled too. You have to support it. Like you had to support the Black Lives Matter riots, or you were racist. And as I said before the break, it's translating into actual bullying and abuse in schools now, with Save the Children desperately approaching governments and institutions in Denmark with these stories of Russian kids in Danish schools being bullied. No surprise they're being bullied, given what Ukrainian TV hosts are calling for on national television, and YouTube, by the way. Ukrainian TV host calls for genocide of Russian children. Farudin Sharafmal took to the airwaves to demand the genocide of Russian children, quoting top Nazi Adolf Eichmann as he called for, quote, killing children. And last time I checked, that was on YouTube, with 500,000 views, not deplatformed, not even hidden behind one of those ridiculous walls which says this is offensive content. He uttered the vile comments during a segment on the Channel 24 news station, national news station in Ukraine. He said, I know that as a journalist I have to be objective, I have to be balanced in order to report information to you with a cold heart, but to tell you the truth, it's very hard to hold on now, especially at a time like this. Since we're called Nazis, fascists, and so on in Russia, I will allow myself to quote Adolf Eichmann, who said that in order to destroy a nation, you must destroy, first of all, children. Because if you kill their parents, the children will grow up and take revenge. By killing children, they will never grow up and the nation will disappear, he said. Now, he didn't just quote Adolf Eichmann. He went on to double down and assert that he would personally kill Russian children. This apparently is acceptable content for YouTube and Ukrainian national television. And are we the baddies? The armed forces of Ukraine cannot kill Russian children because it's forbidden by the rules of war. And it's prohibited by various conventions, including the Geneva Convention. This is what he said. This is literally what he said. I am not from the armed forces of Ukraine, and when I get the chance to take out the Russians, I'll definitely do it. It gets worse. Since you call me a Nazi, I'll adhere to the doctrine of Adolf Eichmann, and I will do everything in my power to ensure that you and your children never live on this earth. This is reasoned liberal conversation now. If you're left in any doubt as to his intentions, he again made clear that he wanted to, quote, slaughter Russian families for victory. The channel is controlled by the wife of the mayor of Lviv in Ukraine, according to Wikipedia. It was also uploaded to YouTube again without any problems. Meanwhile, on YouTube, YouTube flags Tulsi Gabbard's criticism of War Machine as offensive content. What did she say? Well, she was asked by host Laura Ingraham why people were still demanding no-fly zones, despite the fact that that would likely cause World War III, when President Zelensky was himself, quote, stepping back from his earlier NATO wishes and even demands. Gabbard responded by pointing out that Zelensky said he's willing to negotiate with Putin and set the NATO membership thing aside. She went on to suggest, quote, and listen to this thought crime. This is really, really bad. Bear in mind the guy just called for killing Russian children. You know, that was bad, but listen to this. She said, quote, it's good for the military-industrial complex to prolong the war in Ukraine. Oh my God. She also said that the war machine, the power elite in Washington, wanted to turn Ukraine into another Afghanistan, killing fields where a long-term insurgency is supported. So she expressed the hope that Ukraine isn't turned into the killing fields of Afghanistan. No, you can't say that on YouTube. You can't criticize the war machine or Hillary Clinton. Well, God forbid the military-industrial complex. The video was hidden behind a content warning which said, this has been identified by the YouTube community as inappropriate or offensive to some audiences. That same warning wasn't placed as an interstitial on a video by a Ukrainian TV host, literally calling for the genocide of children. Meanwhile, Pope Francis warns final catastrophe could extinguish human race. This was during his weekly address at the Vatican, where he said humanity would have to, quote, start from scratch in the event of a thermonuclear war. Maybe the Pope is a Russian agent. Maybe he's a Kremlin propagandist. Seems the Pope doesn't want a no-fly zone. Maybe he's in with Vladimir Putin. Maybe he should be investigated by the Justice Department. Our imagination appears increasingly concentrated on the representation of a final catastrophe that will extinguish us, said Pope Francis. What happens with an eventual nuclear war, he asked again. Pope Francis calling for peace, calling for de-escalation, calling for the survival of the human race. How dare he? Get him on a Russian collaborators list. Meanwhile, more than a third of Americans are willing to risk nuclear war over Ukraine. It's a virtue signal about the current thing. We'll talk about that on the other side. Summit.news, don't go away.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3. That has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, the Pope has come out and said that the world risks nuclear annihilation, the end of human existence, basically, that we'd need to start from scratch. Apparently, he's not too keen on embroiling himself with this new trend of moral exhibitionism. This tough guy attitude over, we need to take on Putin, we need to impose a no-fly zone, without any consideration whatsoever for what that will entail. World War III, namely. But more than two-thirds of Americans, according to this Pew Research poll published on Tuesday, are willing to risk nuclear war over Ukraine. Literally, it's devolved from wearing flag pins and doing spicy tweets about the need to face up to Putin.
to them literally saying, I'm willing to risk nuclear apocalypse to prove my virtue. According to the poll, 62% of Americans said that they would oppose taking military action, even if it risks a nuclear conflict with Russia. However, 35% said they'd still support military action, despite the fact that every other U.S. intervention globally for the past, 70 years has been a complete disaster. So they'd support military action in Ukraine. Now, do they know what that entails? That's Americans firing on Russians. That's World War III. Results were almost equal on either side of the partisan divide, with 36% of Republicans and 35% of Democrats willing to risk atomic war with the nation with the world's largest stockpile of nuclear warheads. But, you know, if it gets you dopamine on Twitter, if it gets you 20,000 retweets, why not? Now, there are people going over to Ukraine. There are people going to the Foreign Legion in Britain, signing up to be sent to Ukraine to fight in the war. Now, these people haven't seen any combat in a great majority of the cases from what I've seen. There are some ex-military people going over, but many of them, the extent of their combat training is playing Call of Friggin' Duty. The absolute state of some of these specimens that I've seen turning up at the Foreign Legion in Britain, the typical soyjack, pudgy belly type, who again have no combat experience, playing video games isn't combat experience, literally signing up to be sent to the front lines of the Ukraine war. And many of them are now actually being killed. That's what the media is not reporting. This is our post-millennial, and there's a video on this which I'm going to play as well, from somebody who actually went there and escaped and said what it was really like. Post-millennial reports, Ukraine's foreign volunteers are being told they won't be able to leave. Leave, it's a death warrant. Foreign nationals traveling to aid Ukraine's war effort are reportedly being duped into signing indefinite service contracts. They're apparently ripping up their passports when they get to Ukraine, being shoved on the front lines, and in some cases massacred by the Russians. Again, all to show their moral exhibitionism, all to virtue signal about how they support the current thing. This is absolutely incredible. These Reddit keyboard warriors have gone from spouting crap online about volunteering for Ukraine, which of course Zelensky called for, and he said about 16,000, that's now about 20,000 had already volunteered. So you get these Reddit bros, you get these people on TikTok who've been duped by these influencers on TikTok. I'm going to get into that in a second, because they met with the White House and these TikTok influencers were told, you have to promote our narratives, we'll promote you. It's a win-win. So you've got vulnerable, gullible idiots on TikTok who spend most of their time watching dance routine videos on a loop with the algorithm, now seeing their favorite influencers tell them about how Putin's to blame for the oil price rise, for the gas price rise, about how, you know, this is a bold and valiant mission on behalf of Zelensky, about how this is black and white, good versus evil. And some of these people are actually trying to travel to Ukraine. Their passports are getting torn up. In some cases, they're getting beaten by the Ukrainian army, shoved on the front lines, massacred by the Russians. Again, post-millennial, Ukraine's foreign volunteers are being told they won't be able to leave. It's a death warrant. The nation's war with Russia broke out. The International Legion for the Defense of Ukraine was formed, with people from around the globe welcomed and encouraged to join the fight. Some of the volunteers are former military personnel, while others have joined with little to no combat experience. But despite wanting to join the Ukrainian army, recruits from across the West are being turned away upon their arrival at the Polish border, with many claiming they have been unable to see contracts until they arrive in Ukraine. Then they give them a contract, and it's you are stuck in this war until it ends. You can't go to the Ukrainian border, take a few selfies, get your dopamine on Insta and Twitter, say, I was on the front lines of the Ukraine war, I supported the current thing, then sneak back into the United Kingdom or sneak back into the United States. No, they get into the border, Their passports have been confiscated and destroyed. They've been shoved on the front lines. No selfies for you. Get in the war. Stay in the war until it's over. Be careful out there. Training facility was bombed today. You see it there on Reddit. Says contracts with the Ukrainian government allegedly state those joining will be under the same obligations as Ukrainian men. Under martial law, the people who sign this contract will have to, quote, remain in the Ukrainian Foreign Legion for the duration of the war. Absolutely incredible. Let's go to this clip, which is one of the individuals, an American guy, who volunteered and went over there. This is what he witnessed. Let's go to that clip right now.
So for anyone who are wondering what is going on, all right?
Right.
We were part of the Georgian National Legion, the 102nd Ukrainian Territorial Defense. Okay. Our base got f***ed up. The base right next to us got f***ed up. Americans, British, tons of British dead. All right. They're not saying nothing. They're counting our dead as their dead. They're trying to send us to Kiev with no f***ing weapons, no kit, no f***ing plates. The people who are lucky enough to get weapons are only getting magazines with like 10 f***ing rounds, okay? When they wanted to send us to Kiev, we said no. Our whole group, a bunch of Americans, Canadians, British. So they told us we had to get the f*** out of there, they were going to shoot us in the back, alright? So me, this British guy, and another American, we f***ing hid in the back of an ambulance to get out. We got to the border, and it was a whole nother mess. When you get to the border, anyone who has kit, anyone who has any military shit, they're f***ing pulling you out of the line, and they're sending you back to the front. This human, we got dropped off about 5 clicks from the f***ing, from the border, and we walked. And we get to the border in this humanitarian group with a bunch of ex-SF veterans from England, pull us to the side and say, you need to get, like, pulled us out and like, hit us. And they were like, you need to dump all your kit. And they're pulling people out, cutting up passports, sending them back in all of our and we got in, like, Red Cross vests, and they had, like, humanitarian passes to get us through the Ukrainian border. People need to stop coming here. It's a trap, and they're not letting you f***ing leave. The best way to leave is, like, in a Vic or a car or something. People who get on by vehicle have a better chance of hiding their f***ing kit in the back, doing whatever the f*** they can, but do not try to leave Ukraine off foot if you're a volunteer. It's a mess. And it's a trap. And I have multiple people who can confirm this story for me. I'm getting...
So there you have it, and when we come back after the break, I'm going to talk about why, in one aspect, people are being encouraged to volunteer and to go to Ukraine with absolutely no idea of what they're entering into, which, as he said, is a trap, because of influencers on TikTok spouting White House propaganda. We'll be back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So, as I was talking about, we have these Reddit bros thinking that they're big tough guys when they're actually Call of Duty playing keyboard warriors going over to Ukraine, thinking they can get a virtue signal, moral exhibitionism, selfie, put it on Instagram, Twitter for the dopamine, then slip back home. Not quite turning out as they had expected. Their passports are getting ripped up. They're getting beaten around the head by the Ukrainian army, abused, taunted, shoved onto the front lines, and in some cases killed. Russian defense officials have further backed the claim with the announcement that they have killed 180 foreign fighters in Ukraine. What are we hearing about that in the legacy media in the West? Absolutely nothing. They said this destruction would continue. While Ukraine actively recruits foreign fighters, Russians continue to warn foreigners of intense repercussions. So 20,000 foreigners have gone over there. They've already killed hundreds of them, God knows how many more, and we're hearing absolutely nothing about it. And why? Because TikTok influencers are now promoting the White House's narrative on Ukraine. This is actually going to incite more idiots on social media to try to go over there. Since the onset of the conflict in Ukraine, social media has been bombarded with one-sided hero worship. Well, there's a fictitious tale of the Ukrainian Snake Island border guards, of course we have that story, of course the ghost of Kiev and all that other good stuff. Again, the fact checkers strangely noticeable by their absence, aren't they? But now Washington is asking top TikTok influencers to brief their fans on what's going on in Ukraine. There's Ellie Zeiler, an 18-year-old fashion influencer from California who attended the meeting last week, hosted by White House officials via Zoom video, including Jen Psaki,
the National Security Council. Again, this is how the social media networks are intricately tied in with the deep state, with the military-industrial complex. They have 18-year-old fashion influencers on TikTok spouting, regurgitating, amplifying Pentagon propaganda. Again, this social media networks are an intricate part of the deep state, of the regime. So they've gone out there, they're telling their impressionable teenage fans that the rising gas prices have nothing to do with Biden's failure to secure North American energy independence via the Keystone Pipeline, nothing to do with environmental controls which have made it impossible to build coal-fired plants in America, all the other environmental restrictions, same thing in the United Kingdom when they banned fracking, again making Europe more dependent on Russian gas. Now, it has nothing whatsoever to do with that. It's all Vladimir Putin's fault. They have influencers telling their fans this is the true narrative of what's going on in Ukraine. It's not enough for them to control the entire media. It's not enough for them to blanket ban all other forms of media under the absolutely retarded delusion that only Russia engages in propaganda. It's not enough to deplatform, cancel, ban anyone with any prominence on social media who dares challenge the narrative. No. Now they have to go to 18-year-old fashion TikTok influencers to amplify literal deep state Pentagon propaganda. That's how intense, that's how ingrained this is. Again, to combat Russian disinformation, these are the same people who, before the election, openly, brazenly lied in claiming the Hunter Biden laptop scandal was Russian disinformation. Those are the same people now telling you that anything that runs counter to their Snake Island, Ghost of Kiev, fake attack on a Holocaust memorial that didn't happen narrative is engaging in Russian disinformation. They've used that weaponized term before to cover up verifiable, manifestly provable truths. In one instance, one which probably swung the presidential election, and we're supposed to trust them now. Zero Hedge reports, New York Times admits Biden laptop, falsely called Russian disinformation, is authentic. Let's go to this final video now, though, because, of course, there's a massive new refugee crisis thanks to the deep state wanting to prolong this war. Millions of Ukrainians have left the country. Many of them are heading over to immediate nations such as Poland, Moldova, and other surrounding nations, Romania included. Some of them are heading to the UK. We now have a new refugee crisis, but some of these refugees might not look how you would expect. This is the video, What Could Possibly Go Wrong? Here's the clip.
As the US Congress literally roars with feverish approval in response to Zelensky's for a no-fly zone, something which would almost certainly guarantee nuclear World War III. Hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian refugees continue to flee the country, including this Ukrainian refugee family that arrived in Ireland. Well, this is awkward. Now, that's not a joke. Here's the news article. Yeah, I think we might have a problem here. Le Figaro reports that almost a third of supposed Ukrainian refugees arriving in France are actually from other countries, mainly from North African and Middle Eastern countries like Algeria, Morocco and Afghanistan. What could possibly go wrong? Woman, 18, allegedly raped while living in Ukrainian refugee housing in Germany. She was allegedly attacked by two Ukraine citizens, 37 and 26, from Iraq and Nigeria. Because nothing screams Ukrainian refugee louder than being from Iraq or Nigeria. Surely they wouldn't cynically exploit the genuine suffering of people fleeing from a real war to secure blanket asylum status along with all the generous freebies that that entails, would they? Yeah, they would. Where have you been for the last 7 years? Benedict Cumberbatch says he wants to go further than wearing a little Ukraine pin at awards ceremonies, a virtue signal about supporting the current thing. I think already today the news has broken that there's been a record number of people volunteering to take people into their homes and I hope to be part of that myself, the celebrity said. That's odd, I seem to recall Cumberbatch saying something similar before. Oh yeah, now I remember. Back in 2015, when he promised to take in a Syrian refugee, and ended up doing f*** all. Oh, but don't worry, he looked into it. Still did f*** all, though. Apparently, he just didn't have space in his $10 million LA mansion. But I'm sure you can trust him to live up to his word this time around. Thinking about offering a room to a Ukrainian refugee? Let me help. Step 1. Immediately tell the media so you can make yourself the center of attention. I mean, it's not like the very integral point of charity is to be private about it, is it? No, gimme that dopamine. Populist Party Sweden Democrats want all refugees except Ukrainians banned from entering the Scandinavian country in order to prioritize those who need urgent help. Prioritize white people? Yeah, good luck with that. Can the UK absorb hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian refugees when we can't even take care of our own homeless and war veterans? Should there be a reasonable limit on arrivals, given that our borders are already wide open to third world economic migrants? Do the 20% of Brits who say they'll gladly accept a Ukrainian refugee into their home actually mean it? Or are the vast majority engaging in another round of performative moral exhibitionism? Gee, I wonder.
Let's hit a couple of final news stories here in the last 2 minutes of the show. Italian newspaper denies disinformation despite publishing completely misleading front page photo. This is La Stampa in Italy, who published a front page headline which read "The Carnage" alongside text which talked about traumatized children in Lviv and Kiev preparing for the final assault by Russian troops. They illustrated this headline with an image of a man holding his face in grief, surrounded by dead bodies. Problem with that photograph is that it was representative of the Ukrainian ballistic missile attack on Donetsk, the capital of the pro-Russian breakaway republic in eastern Ukraine. So it was actually an attack by Ukrainian forces, and they presented it as a carnage carried out by Russians. But they've come out, the editor-in-chief has come out and said, no, we haven't engaged in disinformation whatsoever. And now the government of Ukraine is literally posting this image saying, quote, "You may not understand the language, but the grief on the faces of these people is clear to everyone. Donetsk, with a picture of dead bodies. It was a Ukrainian attack." Meanwhile, the most famous man in America was briefly banned by Instagram. Kanye suspended by Instagram after angry rant. What most people don't realize is that this rant against both Trevor Noah and the utter degenerate Pete Davidson was prompted by Kanye's fury at allowing his wife and her new boyfriend, the utter degenerate Pete Davidson, allowing his daughter to perform an LGBT TikTok routine where she sang the 8-year-old sang about kissing a girl. Kanye was rightly angry about that. He doesn't want the utter degenerate Pete Davidson to be around his daughters. He got angry. He got suspended by Insta. War Room is coming up next. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.